Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kiss Item podcast. I am the host, Cordelia. Today, we're going to talk about a novel called Sanpo Mugimoto's Favorite Things. Mugimoto Sanpo no Suki no Mono by Yuru Sumino. In their sixth novel, writer Yuru Sumino tells stories about a funny young lady named Sanpo Mugimoto. Sanpo Mugimoto's Favorite Things, so far, two volumes are published. Book 1 was published in the spring 2019, and book 2 was published in the winter 2021. Before reading, I already noticed many people shared how they were touched, moved, cried, or annoyed by the book on the Twitter and also Amazon.jp. The whole book is records Sanpo's daily life episodes. You know, if you're a person who likes Sanpo, who loves her job and life or tries to make a life you want, you would be touched and might feel like you could live again after reading. I first met this book on the new arrival's unprocessed accusation bookshelf at the library I worked at. I passed by the bookshelf, spot the book, and was attracted by the title. I remember at that time I wondered about the name, thinking, Sanpo. Sanpo. Was that a name? Oh, it is a name. What an interesting name. Then I found out that Sanpo in the book works at university library, the same as me. You may wonder, how can a novel about daily life make someone so emotional? Well, the author uses almost a documentary filming style to present sample stories. They simply traced the daily life of Sanpo in the words of herself, and while the stories are unfolding one after another, readers could find themselves in the documentary film with Sanpo. You know, going to work with her together, working at the university's library with her together, talking to her coworkers together, and even going on a date together. The readers, we, are not in the audience seats in the distance, but close up in everything with Sanpo, and fending any small blessings in the life together. Besides Sanpo, all the other characters don't even have a name. In the book, Sanpo calls them by names like the kind senior coworker, or the frightening senior coworker, and the weird senior coworker, also the cute junior coworker, or even just you, Y-O-U, which is a childhood friend of Sanpo, and also the friend. The storyteller shows, you know, their generosity by inviting us as a part of the story, not inserting any judgments, but giving the readers the full access to experience and to project their life into Sanpo's and the people around her. Each volume is broken up into 12 chapters with the things and the notions that Sanpo likes. For example, the chapters are like, Sanpo Mugimoto likes to walk. Sanpo Mugimoto likes the library. Many things similar, but we all know that it's talking about what she likes, but not just the notion about the notion, but the story behind it. There are more chapters, titles are like, Sanpo Mugimoto likes you. Sampo Mugimoto likes Kiki delivery services. Sampo Mugimoto likes today. Sampo Mugimoto likes to sleep. Sampo Mugimoto likes the Tokyo Tower. And Sampo Mugimoto likes tomorrow. So, to be honest, I didn't know a lot about the author, Yulu Samino. I only heard that several of their works were adapted into the movies, actually. Based on the research that I did, Sumino started writing in high school and debuted with the novel I Want to Eat Your Pancreas in 2015. So Yulu Sumino is actually a pen name, which means here, based on the author, that there should be a creativity in a child night in the corner of the classroom. It makes sense that a lot of this writer's work earlier on is all about high schools or the school kids. So in terms of Sumino's writing style, that reminds me, in the writing class, my professor often talks about how an excellent setting provided by the storytellers can bring life to the story. So Sumino did it perfectly for the Sampo Mugimoto's novels, because, you know, even with no plot, Sumino only gives a setting, and that setting is enough to bring us into that documentary filming style to be in the story with Sampo. So, you know, before writing, the writer often needs to have a picture in their brain, then provide the time and space and describe where the actions take place when something changes. So for example, it could be at a church, a forest, restaurant, or on a street. Even, you know, overdoing this part is still okay. So just bring the picture in the writer's head onto the paper, then give a sense of time, such as morning or evening, and a sense of season, but not seeing, but not by seeing, but actually by showing. Then last, give like the sense of community and the culture. So because this book hasn't been translated into English, in the next part, I will share some clips that I found interesting in the book and translate into English here to share with you. In the book too, in a chapter titled Sampo Mugimoto Likes to Sleep, Sumino invites us to Sampo's apartment before the dawn. Sampo sleeps in her bed with her full PJ set, and we listen to what she says in her dream and goes into her dreams, even watch her neighborhood, feel the sunlight coming in, and hear the bike passing outside the window. So here is how the chapter goes. Sampo releases a groan. Wearing in a long navy polka dot t-shirt and green sweatpants, she is sleeping on a bed in a dark room. When she turns over, the alarm falls next to her pillow and gets stuck to her face. At this moment, no humans or animals live with Sampo. The only sounds in the room come from her breath and the rustling sound of her clothes. Occasionally, there are the sounds of the cars passing in front of the apartment and cats fighting outside. But nothing can disturb Sampo's deep sleep. After a while, Sampo escapes from her strange dream and lays on her back with a calm expression. Her legs are spread out like the shape of number 8 in the futon, and she is feeling satisfied. Slowly, the sound of a bike and garbage truck pass by the outside, and then there is the sound of the next door neighbor opening the window. Time passes as usual, and it is about the time. Some people on a Japanese book tracker and review site called Book Meter comment that they cannot work or bear with a person like Sampo. Simply because Sampo's positive attitude is considered as annoying. Well, yeah, maybe that is the case, but I considered these kinds of, well, I personally consider these kinds of comments to be jealousy. Again, you know, it's true that nothing much really happens in the novel, just like how the earth is running in its path, in the universe peacefully, but happiness is in every single moment. Sampo's daily life has many notions of being appreciated, like the smells of books and the library, the morning, the food, the pudding in the fridge, and the people around her. She simply just wishes to be alive, lives well, sleeps well, and eats well. That's why for most of the time, I found Sampo's stories to be comforting to read and enjoy. You know, meeting a good book that speaks to one's heart is a huge blessing. To end this off, here is another translation that I did of the last chapter of the book one. Sampo Mugimoto likes today. On the way to work, Sampo thinks about the day ahead of her. She wonders whether she will make no mistake and if the senior coworker will not score her today. Later, she is excited about breathing in the fresh morning air at the library. She is excited about what to eat for lunch. She's excited to see the elegant way of her frightening senior coworker use the chopsticks even when they were mad at her. She is excited about what to eat for dinner, and she's excited to get a pudding and eat it later that night. She looks forward to watch music stations on TV tonight because she realized that her favorite artist will be on there. With all those notions running through her head, she forgets all the unwellness that she had to go to work that morning. Because she realized that there are so many small but interesting things to look forward to in an ordinary day. This book comforts a reader like me a lot, and for sure makes an ordinary day seem brighter. On the last page, the author writes that Sampo Mugimoto's life goes on, and that is the same for everyone who's threatened to leave. Sampo Mugimoto's life goes on. That is the same for many of us. We should to be alive for a little longer. We should, really. And enjoy the daily life a little more. no matter what happens. No matter what happens, it will all lead to a good result. So if we are still alive, some tiny, maybe big, good things may happen to us one day. Very soon. Very, very soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe after listening this, try to find a pen and a notebook to record what truly makes you happy and all your favorite notions. And when things get difficult and hard, open the notebook up and to read those your favorite notions one after another. No need to share with other people, but just for ourselves. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. Any dialogue and also the clips from the book mentioned in this episode was translated from Japanese by me. All the copyrights are reserved to the author, Yulu Sumino. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you soon in our next episode.